Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The 41st Great Plains Writers Conference kicks off on March 23rd at the University Student Union at South Dakota State University in Brookings. This literary event features readings, workshops, roundtables, and manuscript consultations by award-winning novelists, poets, and memoirists. We're joined now by Christine Stewart for a preview. Christine, welcome back to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back.
So this conference is what I would call like worth getting a hotel room for. So, you know, you could drive in, but I think it's worth the investment. When you look at everything that's happening, you might want to stay a few days in Brookings.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on in Brookings, and the conference is one of the biggest ones. We kick it off with the Women Poets Collective on Friday night, which is seven poets from South Dakota and Minnesota, and that promises to be a lot of fun. I told them to bring their best of reading out loud poems that will bring down the house. So
yeah.
That kicks it off. And then the rest of the weekend, we have a mix of workshops where people can learn a little bit about how to refine their craft, and then a lot of readings where people can get inspired to try something new or to just, you know, make that, you know, move from dabbler to writer or writer to more serious writer. This is a conference for any kind of writer or even reader, someone who loves books and who loves literature and who wants to maybe start some, you know, work on their own.
Right. And it seems to me, having gone to many writers' conferences and book festivals throughout the years, that you really, you know, most of these, you know, events draw in, like you said, the dabbler, the person who's afraid to really even admit that they want to be a writer,
right.
And then these really sophisticated, you know, published authors, and everybody's mingling together.
Right.
From that newcomer's perspective, what's your advice to sort of, you know, approaching, you know, the writers' conference with a sense of, you know, curiosity, not being intimidated, and kind of figuring out what's the best way to attend a conference like this?
Well, there's a secret about writers, and that's we want to meet other writers and beginning writers and readers. Like, we want to engage with them. That's one of the reasons we do what we do. And the people I've invited to the conference all are very down to earth, and they want to meet people. And so I told them, I said, if you want to come, make sure that you've got your social, you know, your social skills all in order. that you want to be social, because there's lots of time for being social and meeting. And my advice is just, you know, think of a question or just introduce yourself and start that conversation off. If the writer doesn't do it first, I would not have written as much as I have. I would not be where I am today had I not gone to a writer's conference, because I was in a master's program and I went to a summer writers conference at a different university, a different place, and I got some great advice on how to start sending my work out. And I took the plunge and I sent some poems to literary journals at their guidance, and I got my first publication in a literary journal. And that's literally all I needed. I was like, wow, you know, somebody else wants to read my work. I can do this. This is what I'm going to do with my life. So it's really important to meet people and to maybe create a writer's group from the people you meet at the conference. I mean, there are people from that conference that I'm still in touch with today, from that very first conference all those years ago, who kind of create a sense of community, and we're all in this together. Let's figure things out. So,
tell us some of the folks who are coming, because there's some really, you know, important names or big names, but some really great writers. I mean, I recognize their names, and I'm a big fan of a lot of the work that is going to be at this conference. Give us some highlights of who will be in attendance from the presenter standpoint.
So Patrick Hicks, who is in Sioux Falls, and he writes across many genres, poetry, novels, short story collections. He'll be there doing a workshop and giving a reading. And Steve Wingate, who's my colleague here at SDSU, he has a new novel coming out, and so I'm really anxious to hear the first chapter of that at his reading. He said that's what he's going to read, and so I'm looking forward to that. But he also works in digital narratives, and so he'll be talking a little bit about that too. Heidi Serwick.
What does that mean?
Oh, digital.
Sorry. Digital narratives. So give me an idea of what that means. We'll have to ask him. Yeah.
Yes, he will. But it's he writes for gaming, so he has an interactive novel called Boulder People, which has worked with code in a game. So you'll have to, that's definitely a question for Steve. Definitely a question
for him. And Heidi now.
Heidi Serwick, she lives in the Twin Cities now. She, when I met her first, she was in North Dakota, but she's since moved. She is a poet and as well as a creative nonfiction writer. So she has a couple new books out or forthcoming, and her work engages a lot with place and with history, which is really exciting. And she has a book edited a collection called North Dakota is Everywhere, an anthology of contemporary North Dakota poets. So she knows a lot about this region, writers in this region. And one of the things that I'm really hoping she reads is she has this new collection about scent, about perfumes. She's this connoisseur of perfumes, so she gets all of these different sample of perfumes. So the last time we saw each other, she had like this whole, she just like brought up the sample of perfumes, and she was working on this collection. And so we were all like fascinated, and we were all getting into it. And then now she has that book coming out. She just so that'll be exciting. I love to learn. I love to learn new things from writers, and so I'm looking forward to learning from her. And then Barbara Duffy, she's a National Endowment for the Arts winner, and she also has a poet, and she has two books. The last one she's published is Simple Machines. And what amazes me about Barbara's work is her ability to come at personal topics from slant angles. And this book of poetry has all sorts of machines and physics, and she writes from science. And so I love how she can blend these different kind of these different worlds, these different disciplines into her poetry. And so that's always exciting. And then me.
And then
I worked Christine for free, so I featured myself.
Author of Blue Words, Greening, and Untrust most recently, and one of my favorite guests here on In the Moment. So we'll put, I think a lot of our listeners, know and appreciate you. And I'm thinking there are some guests here that I'm going to have to send a note with you and request Barbara and Heidi and Stephen have never been on the show. So they'll be invited too. Yeah. You go to one of these, and I always say that the people who are selling books should always sell notebooks, because it is inspiring to kind of do your own writing. How do you, when you go to a workshop, divide up that, I'm inspired? How do you get the most out of it, either at night in your hotel room? Is that the right time? Or how do you plan, post-conference, how do I keep it going? You talked a little bit about making those connections with other conference goers. Now talk a little bit how to bring what you learn into your own writing life when you go home.
Well, when you go to workshops, a lot of them are designed to help you generate ideas for either new projects or revision. And so to keep building on that, even if it's 10 or 15 minutes a day, you block this out. I'm going to work for 15 minutes on this paragraph or this stanza or this idea. I'm going to journal for this many minutes a day. If you can start small, even that small, and build over time, you'll have material and you'll generate a lot of material. So for me, it's just blocking out time. And still, when I go to conferences like this, I keep a notebook, or I jot down ideas or words that sounded cool or titles of things to go back to later. And then when I'm leaving, I kind of start to say, okay, what am I going to do with this? I'm going to go read that, or I'm going to work on this idea. That sounds like a good poem. So I just kind of, I don't put too much pressure on myself, because I want to meet people and enjoy myself, and I don't want to just, try to every moment squeeze in work between the conference things. So I just kind of keep a notebook of ideas to work on when I get back home.
That's great advice. Is it time to sign up? Do people register? How do they engage in the workshops?
So the official registration date has passed for the workshops, but that was mostly so we could have food. We would have enough knowledge right. about food. So you know, if you still want to come and you don't mind. Getting food in the union somewhere else and not having the conference provided, then,
right.
you know, shoot us an email. Tiffany Perner, our office assistant, our office manager, is taking care of that. And it's TIFFANI.Perner, PIRNER, at sdstate.edu. But you don't have to register for any of the readings. So any of the readings, Friday night, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon, those are all free and open to the public, sponsored by the South Dakota Humanities Council. So those don't need registration at all. You can just kind of show up and enjoy those as you wish.
Is this a big departure or change from how the conference has been held in the past? Is it sort of, you know, holding ground with the traditions? What's different?
Well, what's the same about it traditionally is the focus on... This is way back when it was started 40 years ago. It's a focus on
right.
regional writers and bringing in people that are writing, you know, in South Dakota and in the states that border South Dakota. But what's different about it is usually we have it during the week. And this year I thought, you know, I want to bring more people in from the community, people who work during the week who can't take necessarily the time off to come, or people from farther away. A couple hours who really need to make plans to come and stay for the weekend. I want to open this up for them. There's not that much in our area for writers, like, you know, those people who are dabbling on their own and feel like they don't have a community. So that's a huge difference. And in having more, as many workshops as readings, is a more balance yeah. between the workshops and the readings.
Great stuff. Christine Stewart, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
And it's the 41st Great Plains Writers Conference. It kicks off March 23rd at SDSU.